Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
In their final debate before next Tuesday's preliminary election, the five major candidates vying to become Boston's next mayor traded views on the pandemic, housing, education, and crime. The debate was sponsored by WBUR, the Boston Globe, WCVB Channel 5, and the John W. McCormick Graduate School of Policy and Global Studies at UMass Boston. WBUR's Anthony Brooks was there and joins us now. Good morning, Anthony.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
So this was the last chance for acting Mayor Kim Janey and the three city councilors, Michelle Wu, Andrea Campbell, and Anissa Asaibi-George, along with the city's former economic development chief, John Barrows, to make their cases to a large audience. How did they do?
Well, I guess I'd sum up last night's debate as substantive, mostly cordial, with a few moments of sharp disagreement. Once again, like the televised debate on Wednesday night, acting Mayor Janey took a lot of the criticism, which I guess is one of the challenges of being the incumbent. For example, Janey faced questions about her oversight of the city's schools, which reopened yesterday amidst a shortage of bus drivers and concerns that some of the school buses would simply not show up. But Janey said the day went well, that the buses came, and she said that more than 57% of them were on time.
And in fact, we had 80% attendance, the highest attendance rate for the first day of school on record. This is a milestone for the city of Boston that we were able to do this in a pandemic, and we had a great first day.
Anthony, I take it that Janey's opponents had a different take on the first day of school?
Yeah, you could say so. I mean, for example, Anissa Asaibi-George said that as a former teacher, she knows that a 57% on-time rate is not a passing grade. And here's Andrea Campbell, who said the challenges around the buses are indicative of the challenges facing the entire school system.
There are so many parents who were waiting for a bus to come, and the common refrain was, well, we're used to this. Unacceptable. This is a $1.2 billion system, a transportation budget that's $130 million and going up, and it still can't deliver excellent service to our families.
And Janey also faced criticism and pushback on her refusal to require vaccine passports for certain public spaces and businesses in Boston, like they're doing in New York and San Francisco. Janey instead has made access to vaccines a priority, and she touts the fact that more than 70% of Boston residents have received at least one vaccination dose. But here's Michelle Wu, who, along with Andrea Campbell, argues that Janey needs to do more to confront the pandemic, including measures like vaccine passports.
Now's the time for all levels of government to lead, and at the city level, we should be putting in place protections so that as we are headed into colder weather, with more people seeking indoor activities, that we are not putting our workers, our public, at risk.
Now, according to recent polls, Anthony, Wu is the front runner in this race. A new Emerson College survey for Channel 7 has Wu at 30%. That's more than 10 points ahead of any other candidate. Do you think last night helped solidify her standing?
Well, I think Wu had a good night in that she was able to make her case pretty forcefully and stay more or less above the fray. I mean, for example, she was the only one to argue in favor of bringing back rent control to ease the housing affordability crisis. John Barrows pushed back against that, but for the most part, Wu went unchallenged. She could sort of rise above the fray. If there was tension, it was between Janey, Campbell, and Asaibi-George, who appear to be in a scramble for that second spot. For example, one of the sharpest disagreements was over Janey's eviction moratorium, which she instituted last week to help struggling families stay in their homes during the pandemic. Asaibi-George opposes it, calling it a band-aid over a bullet hole, and says the city has other resources to help families. Janey pushed back and made reference to a Boston Globe story about Asaibi-George's husband, who was a real estate developer. Here's a bit of what she said.
It is disappointing to hear anyone on this stage disagree with the eviction moratorium, particularly someone who benefits from a company that, reported by the Globe, routinely evicts tenants.
Now, that prompted this response from Asaibi-George.
I think it's interesting that acting Mayor Janey thinks it's appropriate to bring up my family. I am concerned about the families in this city. That is who I'm looking to serve. That's who I'm looking to work for. That's who I'm looking to represent.
I did not mention family.
But Steve, for the most part, this was remarkably civil. And now these five candidates have 4 more days to make their cases to voters across the city before Tuesday's vote, which will trim this field from 5 down to 2. And of course, early voting has already begun.
Okay, some busy days ahead. That's WBUR's senior political reporter, Anthony Brooks. Anthony, thanks.
My pleasure, Steve.